Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as it can be in just around 15 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello, and with me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you this week?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. This week is a fun show for me. We get to talk about two of my passions, which is basketball, the NBA, and Disney, which when you put those together, it's really a marriage made in heaven. We're here to talk today about the NBA experience at Disney Springs.
It is a lot of fun, and I will admit, while I played basketball back in elementary school, and my daughter's a huge WNBA fan, I'm not a big basketball person, but I had an amazing time there. Way more fun than I anticipated.
So let's give a little bit of history of the Disney company and the NBA. Disney's a major media partner with the NBA. Right now they're in the middle of a massive media deal that was just extended through 2024 and 2025. Since 2017, they've been the official sponsor that sits on the jersey for the Orlando Magic. The name Orlando Magic was actually inspired by Disney when the original owner of the Magic brought his daughter down to Orlando and they saw how magical the entire area was. So it's not just exclusive to Disney, but there's a long, long tradition of Disney and the NBA married together. So it really only made sense that they would bring this experience to the Disney Springs.
That's awesome. It is true. Disney is a storyteller, and that marriage is just the awesome story that you brought us.
So tell us everything we need to know. Let's start with what is it, where is it, for people that have never been there before?
Sure. It's in Disney Springs, as you mentioned, in the old Disney Quest area. So all the way down by Cirque du Soleil, and it's two floors of fun, 13 different stations to go through, many of which you're going to want to do again and again if you've got a little bit of a competitive streak in you.
I do imagine this would probably bring out the best and the worst of the competitive families that would visit Disney Springs. So who is it for? Tell us as far as who's going there and what's the real target audience?
I think it's a great break from the parks. It's super interactive, obviously. Definitely put your sneakers on, lace up, and be ready to go. And it's really for pretty much anybody over, I would say, 5 years old, all the way up to, you know, grandma and grandpa. For the little ones, depending how crowded it is when you're there, they may not be tall enough for everything, but you can still hold them up and lift them and have fun. But so many great activities. I think it's for everyone to really go and let loose.
You know, sometimes when you walk around Orlando, you're not doing a park day, that you're walking around in sandals or flip-flops. Do you recommend it's the type of thing that you show up in sneakers for?
Full confession time, I didn't. I was there in my flip-flops. I live in my flip-flops. I definitely made it work. Had I been a little bit more competitive, I would feel that the flip-flops were definitely the reason that I blamed for my losing in a couple of the areas. So if you're looking for that out, blame the flip-flops and stay with the flip-flops.
Okay. So let's I guess, start from the beginning. You walk into the NBA experience. How is it set up? What's the first thing you do? You're picking a team, a player. How is it set up?
You're going to head over to like TV screen, a little kiosk, scan your Magic Band. If you don't have one, they will give you a ticket with a QR code on the back. You can scan that. And you're going to start by picking who you want to be, whether it's an NBA team or a WNBA team, and kind of customizing your player, giving yourself your player name. And again, that's all going to be scanned, stored on your Magic Band, and you'll use it throughout to gather all of your stats.
So you are creating a player as yourself. You're not choosing an existing NBA player or WNBA player.
You're picking in one of those teams, so you can be the Orlando Magic, or you can be the New York Liberty if you're a New Yorker like us.
Got it.
And then you're creating your own persona on that team.
Got it. Okay, so you're joining an existing franchise. For those of you that are video gamers, there's a lot of features in a lot of your major sports video games where you can do something similar. It sounds like they took that idea and applied it to an in-person experience, which is kind of cool.
Yes.
So talk to us, what happens from there?
Typically, there's a starting point. You're going to get drafted. You're going to actually have your picture taken with Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, and lots of confetti, just like a regular press conference. It's going to be captured. They are taking your photos as you go along. And from there, there's a lot of flexibility. Those next 11 stations, you can do in any order. You can repeat them, but pick where you want to have fun. Most people will start with station 2. It's really the basics of the sport. It's your combine. How do you measure up? They've got you testing out your wingspan, your vertical leap, your shooting, and they're going to give you your stats and tell you kind of where you're going to be for the day.
That's kind of cool. All right. What's next?
We headed to the Beat the Clock station, and it's a question of how many shots can you do in 45 seconds? Every station has multiple players at a time. You don't all have to start at the same time, but if you're there in a group, you can all literally be competing against each other.
Okay, so, and is it a traditional sized hoop?
It is. Okay. Everything is done, anything that's a real hoop versus one of the games we're going to talk about in a minute is done on a half court with a traditional hoop. One of the things in that how do you measure up is they are adjusting hoop height based on your height.
Oh, that's kind of cool. And that's a feature that they're currently adjusting, or has that been there from day one?
It's been there from the beginning.
Oh, very cool. All right, so you've got the shooting competition, the Beat the Clock competition. Where'd you head after that?
We headed to the dunk area. How many slam dunks could we get in 60 seconds or less?
And this is where your flip-flops really, really hurt you.
They did, you know. But again, great excuse for why I wasn't the top scorer.
So you're dunking on what size rim? Do you get to choose what size rim you're dunking on, or is it all on the 10-foot rim?
All on the 10-foot rim, half court, buzzer headed above you with the big countdown mirrors so you can see what you're doing. You're really feeling the pressure is on there.
If you can dunk.
If you can dunk.
If you can't, you just kind of look at everybody that's trying to dunk and smile at them.
Station 4, I don't think I have to do that one,
No, probably not.
Just keep moving to number 5.
Okay, which is what?
Hands-on. They've got a rack of basketballs that have famous NBA and WNBA players' handprints sunk into them, and you can see who you're most like. Compare your handprints, and then on the floor, check out the footprints. See, you know, are you that size 9 or 10 like some of the athletes or some of the smaller ones? See who you're most in line with.
That's pretty cool. I wonder, it's got to be interesting when you get that 5-year-old that comes to see what's going on. I'm sure they have very old school players. They probably have Shaquille O'Neal there, who was known for the massive feet that he had. I'm sure that it's interesting to watch the 5-year-old try to put his hand next to whatever LeBron James's hand is. It's probably very funny to look at.
It is neat. And I will put a link in the show notes. I've said on the shows before, I'm nearing 50, so I'll go with I'm old. The opening ceremony and ribbon cutting for the NBA experience was really neat to watch all of those old-time players and some new ones, but everybody take the stage and support this. The NBA players were so behind this, and seeing generations of fame on that stage was amazing. So I'll put that video out there for anyone that wants to check it out.
Okay, cool. So after the measuring up section, you headed where?
We went to the arcade. Lots of individual dual-player games, everything from a more traditional home-style video game to big arcade games. And that was a section that you could easily spend 10 minutes in or see in 2 hours. Either way, plenty of different opportunities and lots of fun.
So how did they do it? Did they have like the history of NBA games, or was it all relatively new stuff in those different formats that you had there?
It was all pretty new. It was all about, you know, that interactive experience on the gaming.
Okay. So after the arcade?
We went to the slingshot.
I don't know what that means. You got to be more specific there.
I need a redo on that one.
You didn't perform as well as you would have liked to on that?
I did not. Let me tell you, it is just like it sounds. Put a basketball in a slingshot and figure out the right level to shoot it at, to hit the right curve, to hit the hoop. I compare it to kind of one of those old carnival games where, you know, everybody's trying to shoot water into their racehorse and it's running. It's set up for about 15 players at a time and the buzzer goes off and everybody's trying to get it into the various hoops. I will say I think I hit my neighbors, so ruin my score, help them.
You know, if you had just put it under the lens of it's Midway Mania only with live action, maybe you would have done a little bit better.
Oh, you know, I'm going to have to try that. That is a good way to think of it.
All right, so the slingshot section, they said there's a lot of people there competing at the same time.
There are.
Okay.
And, a lot of fun.
And you moved on from that to what?
The replay, half court, full court games. And this one was actually set up as a full size basketball court. They ran two different half court games. And the neat thing was each wall was basically a giant TV screen with a crowd cheering you on. So it was the pressure of being in an actual NBA court and having the crowds with you.
That's really cool. Okay, so from there, where'd you head? Station 9?
Station 9, which maybe we should have made like Station 2. It was our dribbling test, and you did some practices, and then they gave you skills assessments and helped advance you. You could go all the way from the novice to the advanced level with computers talking you through, showing you on the screen what the right angles were for different things and how to improve your skills.
Got it. So they had like different tasks, different dribbling tasks to take you through.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Station 10.
It's time to start relaxing, but definitely keep the competitive spirit on. We're not working up a sweat anymore. We've moved on to trivia. Large room, everybody competing against each other.
Interesting. Was there, you were just sitting at tables? Is that how it works? Or are you standing? How does the room set up?
You were sitting long tables, kind of everybody looking ahead to the trivia screen.
Oh, okay. So it was a screen. It wasn't a live action thing where someone was asking questions.
It was not.
All right. So after the trivia then, you headed where?
Into the movie room. Choice of two basketball classics. Game Time, which is a story about the impact of going to NBA games as a kid. And Together, the Drew Holiday Family Story.
Okay, cool. You got two more here from what I can see. What was the next station after the movie section?
Meet the Players. It was glassed in locker room showcasing all the different NBA and WNBA teams. What does their jersey look like? Do they have special water bottles, sweatbands? All their paraphernalia to see what makes up each of the teams.
And they had stuff from each of the teams, or was it just specific to one or two franchises?
All different lockers. So they covered the vast majority of teams in both NBA and WNBA.
And they were like replica lockers from their actual locker room, or was it all standard looking?
It was all standard looking, more glass trophy cases is maybe a better way to describe it than locker room, but you were supposed to have that locker room feeling. Here's the jersey hanging, and here's things they might have near their belongings.
Makes sense. Okay, so you mentioned trophy cases. It looks like the last one you have here involves a trophy.
It's trophy time. There is nothing better than being the winner, and it's time to hold up your trophy. Again, the great thing with this one, it's an adjustable height, so it works for little kids, it works for the 6-foot-tall person, and you're the winner of the day.
So they had did they have a replica of the Larry O'Brien trophy, or was it just something generic?
They did.
Oh, cool. Very cool. All right, so that's a lot. That's a lot going on there. That's a significant amount of time. Do you have any idea what the average time to go through and participate in all of these things would be for, I guess, it's difficult to say for a family, but maybe just for an individual?
I think you make it what you want to make it. If you want to say I was there, you could probably run through there in 45 minutes or an hour. But you've paid your admission, you could be there for 3, 4, 5 hours. One of the things that I love, again, I'll fess up to my competitive spirit, you can go, you can work your way all the way through. You can take a break for everybody to cool down, literally and figuratively. Reset their mood, go grab some dinner, grab some ice cream, and come back in. You can come and go all day long, so you can really stretch the experience as long as you want it to be. There is no minimum or maximum time put on it.
So you can actually leave the location and then come back in because you've paid your admission.
Exactly.
Sounds like an awesome thing to do on a rainy day, too.
It is, though. I am saying to people, the tough thing with Disney now is because of your fast passes, you need to plan ahead. And so switching up that rainy day is hard. But I also think on rainy days, you're going to find it much more crowded. So you might need to wait in the line queues to do some of these things. We were there on a sunny day, and so we walked right up to everything. There was no wait except for something like the slingshot where everybody had to start at the same time. So I think it was great not to have to wait to really keep the experience going. If you wanted to do something a second time, you didn't have to leave that spot and start again. So be flexible. Think about it. Maybe you have a few hours on your last day. It's a great time to go. Or you're looking for that midweek pool break. This is a great thing to couple with that as well.
So you had mentioned that you can come and go as you please as long as you pay your admission. So let's get the elephant in the room out of the room. How much does it cost?
It depends. So two ways to get into the NBA experience. You can buy an NBA experience ticket. Currently in March of 2020, it is $34 an adult and $29 a child plus tax. And that is that one day admission. One of the things Disney did in 2020 is they changed the name of one of their ticket add-ons, and it's now called the Water Park and Sports option. It's $70 regardless of how many days your ticket is, whether it's a one day or a 10 day. However many days your ticket is, you get the same number of water park and sports entrances. So if you have a 5-day Disney ticket, you're going to get 5 water park and sports entrances. And those entrances are good for the NBA experience, which is why we're talking about it. For the 2 water parks, the 2 mini golf courses, the Oak Trail golf course, and the Oak Trail foot golf course. So a lot of different extra activities you can do for that $70 fee.
I can see a sports show in our future. We're going to have you lose your flip-flops and we're going to go play foot golf. It's going to be tremendous.
we're going to have to give that a shot.
All right. So the last thing I have here that I've seen from you, give us the fun fact that you have listed here, because for those that are competitive, this is going to drive them wild.
I love that if you've purchased Disney's Memory Maker, those pictures that I was talking about with the commissioner and the trophy are included, but the other thing they're going to do later that evening or the next day, if you were there till the end of the night, in your PhotoPass/MemoryMaker photos, you will find your stats for the day, how you did at dribbling and shooting and slingshot. If you're me, you might accidentally hit delete before anybody else takes a look at it, but...
No, come on. You're being too harsh on yourself.
It's, you know, and again, it's one of those things that truly is that memory. It has your logo for what team you joined. It's got your nickname on there and then all your stats. So if you're somebody who maybe goes to Disney twice a year, annually, every other year, and you're a sports person, great way to keep your stats from last time and know where you are now.
Well, the NBA is rich in history, so it sounds like a great experience. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that maybe the listeners need to know about the NBA experience at Disney Springs?
Think carefully about who you go with, which competitive members of your family might or might not be your best partner, and know that it's all for the fun of the game. Have a blast, and of course, make memories.
It sounds like the type of thing where certain moms will either be very happy or very angry by the time we're leaving the NBA experience, but it's all in good fun. Sandy, thanks for taking the time this week.
Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk soon.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. Be sure to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week, and as always, keep making memories.